If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, there's one topic of conversation that is apparently essential for human bonding, and I struggle with this, to be honest. I do. Okay, so the topic of conversation that I'm speaking of that they say is essential for human bonding is small talk, specifically the weather.
Oh, no.
The weather.
Nothing worse.
I'm really hoping you weren't going to say that.
It is. So, you know, I get on my elevator and oftentimes there will be like a couple of guys who live on my floor who I know we've had a few conversations before and they get on and you're just, I don't know them very well. So in my head, I'm like, just don't talk about the weather. Like, find anything else to say about them.
True.
And then I'm like holding it in. So it's really cold outside. Like, I can't help it. Like, it's just, it is like such a part of us. I
get angry when I'm in an elevator and same thing. There's a couple moments of silence and then the person breaks the ice with, it's pretty cold out there, isn't it? It's like, yeah, I know. I feel like it's the equivalent of wearing sweatpants out. You've just given up when the best you can do is talk about the weather.
It's really important though. And as I read through this, it made a lot of sense to me. And they actually said that small talk and talking about the weather and sort of those, whether it's like the weather, or whether it's Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's connection, you know, these are all sort of like considered just things people are talking about. You're not getting into any really like deep life changing growth conversations, you know? And they said that talking is a social lubricant and it's not necessarily done to convey information, but to establish familiarity. And I realized that this is why I struggle so much with dates in the beginning. I get really bored in the beginning when I just start dating somebody. And it's because that's sort of what is filled up. That's how we become familiar with other people, is with this sort of conversation.
Is that what you talk about on your dates, the weather?
Well, no, but it's obviously you're not talking about like your therapy sessions. You're talking about really,
well, why not?
You're talking about really surface things, because that would freak people out in the beginning.
I guess that's a travesty, right? Is that people want to dig deep, but then when you ask someone something too serious, then all of a sudden it catches them off guard and it becomes awkward.
Yeah.
But conversations are meant to serve a purpose. You're supposed to drive a conversation to a certain point so that you both maybe, God forbid, learn something
I would
from
agree,
each other.
But it takes time. It's only natural that it takes time for people to become comfortable, you know? And this sort of small talk and laying that foundation, they're saying, is really important to our social relationships. Even at work, you know, when you ask somebody when they come in, what did you do this weekend? That's small talk, you know? Yes. But it's something that helps your relationship.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you ask somebody, you know, how's it going? And they start telling you about how bad things are going.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. I just wanted a not bad.
The correct answer was fine, thanks, how are you?
See,
I would have accepted a good, fine, thank you.
We all do it. I'm going to be working on my small talk, I am. My dates are going to go better, I think.
You want to try now?
No, not right now. Thank you very much, though.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Are there any secrets that you keep from your significant other? You can text us at 92925. We'll never tell. This reminds me of a friend who told me that she eats like a lot of Tim Hortons donuts every day on the way to work, and she's never told her husband, because they're like a fit family, you know? They're always like working out.
So she throws out the wrappers, vacuums a car every day.
All evidence is gone.
The worst part is she keeps a six pack too. I don't know how.
Wow.
It's impressive. We're talking about secrets though. This conversation actually came up yesterday after our show. We were just chatting about this, and Sam kind of asked, you know, if a friend tells you a secret, if a friend tells you something and was like, I need you to hang on to this and tell absolutely no one, is it mean it's okay for you to tell your significant other, your partner? And I said, absolutely. Like, that's like an extension of you. Well, it's like pillow talk. Like, of course, in a relationship, I would expect that they are trustworthy and that if I'm telling them something and divulging information that somebody trusted me with, that they would keep that to themselves.
I don't know. If a friend says, hey, don't tell anybody, I think that actually means don't tell anybody.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean tell one person, but then nobody else. I mean, unless it has actually something to do with my significant other and she should know about it.
Right.
I'm not going to tell anybody. She doesn't need to know. Her life isn't going to be affected by it.
This might be like one of those differences between men and women, I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking, because I don't want it on my conscience. Like, even if it does come out and spill out, I don't want it to know that it may come back to me.
It's always about you.
when it comes to secrets, yeah.
For me, I think of when a friend is going through a really tough situation, I like hurt for them. You know, it weighs heavy on me too.
Of course.
So maybe my husband or my boyfriend would be like, like, what's wrong with you? What's going on? And I feel like it's sort of like I have to.
You lie. You make something up.
No, you don't lie. Yes, you in relationships.
Do. If that ever gets back to your friend that you spilled their secret to somebody else, though, yeah. I mean, that the trust is just gone. I mean, that's the whole point of telling somebody a secret is you trust them.
What
right?
about the fact that secrets are horrible for relationships? And we know that, that secrets can ruin relationships.
Well, like I said, if it affects my significant other on a personal level or something like that, then yeah, I'll certainly tell her. But if it's just a friend telling me a secret, I'm not going to tell my significant
Look,
other.
Not somebody that I've been dating for a week or two or a few months, not somebody who I don't trust, but like the ideal partner, they would be somebody who I would feel into our relationship. I would have to share how I'm feeling.
Word is bond. Everyone has secrets. You can share 99.999% of everything, but if you have something in the vault, you got to keep your word. That's just where you draw the line.
I would find
that
hard to do. It is hard to do,
but that's why people trust you.
I do keep secrets. You know I keep secrets.
You're very good at keeping
secrets.
I'm
a great secret keeper, but sometimes it's even hard with you guys.
I don't know if you are such a great secret keeper after this conversation.
No, I am. You'll learn. But sometimes it's even hard with you guys. I'll like have something going through my head. I'm like, no, you're not supposed to say that. Remember, you're going to keep that to yourself.
But see, just me knowing that about you, like I'm less tempted to confide in you about something because I know that you will tell someone.
Sam, you have the worst secrets. I don't want any of them.
That's right. It's a blessing in disguise. Yeah, exactly. I've been here for almost a month. I know so much about Sam that you don't know.
Oh, my friend. There's so much to learn.
Okay. What do you think? Keeping secrets from your significant other. You can text us at 92925.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, secrets in relationships. We want to know what you think about this. We're taking your texts, and the text line is heating up at 92925. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So we all know that secrets are obviously bad in relationships, right? Yeah. It's not a good to keep secrets from your partner.
But we also know that we all have some.
What are your secrets, Sam?
Well, that's a secret.
That's a trap question. Well done.
So we're talking about what happens when your friends confide in you. When your friends say, I need you to keep this secret and not tell anybody, does that mean it's okay to tell your spouse or your significant other?
Some people, it's as good as, you know, your spouse is part of you, so it goes without saying.
And for other people, they know the meaning of a secret, and they don't tell anybody.
This text says, no, sharing the secret from a friend. A secret is something that is kept or meant to be kept, unknown or unseen by others.
I don't know. This one says, my friends know all their secrets are relayed to my boyfriend, and my boyfriend knows my besties know everything about us. And I mean everything.
I was actually going to say the same thing because I just thought of this while we were playing the weekend. It goes the other way around too. My boyfriends in the past know when they tell me to keep a secret that my best friend is going to know it.
Oh,
like,
no.
100%. Yeah, I had a friend. She was pregnant. She was having a little baby girl and they had chosen a name and they had like pinky swore that they weren't going to tell anybody the name because they wanted to keep it a secret till the baby was born, and she told me. And people, we chatted about it on the show actually, and people were freaking out.
So why not just conference call him in and dial him in if she's going to know?
It's like an understanding. Sometimes when I'm visiting her, he'll come in and be like, did you guys want to talk? And I'm like, no, I know. I assume she's going to tell you what I'm going to say anyway.
And you trust your best friend absolutely. Like there's zero chance that she's going to spill this.
I trust her more than anybody I've dated, honestly.
That's not 100% though.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Mary, what do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Wait, what?
It depends on the secret. Come on now.
I usually pick and choose which secrets I will tell my husband. But when I'm giving a secret to somebody, I assume automatically that they will tell their significant other just in case.
Me too. I would agree. I would never tell a friend a secret if I didn't want their husband or boyfriend to know. Unless I specifically called it out and said that and said I really don't want him to know.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling, Mary.
You're welcome. Thanks.
I think people are pretty split on the text line, right?
It's about 50-50.
Like, it's about 50-50.
So there's about 50% of the people are right and 50% of the people are wrong.
Who can't be trusted.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's going to be going home from work this afternoon, sitting around the dinner table being like, so, do you have any secrets?
Yeah, I should know because you trust me so much.
Awkward conversation. Exactly. Sorry about that, everyone.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, hundreds of students in Quebec City got to live my dream this week, seriously. Curious to know if you would have loved this when you were a kid as well. A lot of snow on Monday in Quebec City, though. It was coming down. They had a major, major storm. A lot of snow, a lot of really high winds, and a lot of school closures, and a lot of road closures as well. So I've never heard of this happening before, especially close to home. But what they had to do is have hundreds of students camp out in schools overnight because the snow piled up so quickly and the roads became so treacherous.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's, and this is your dream?
I would have loved that as a kid. I loved sleepovers, and the idea of like having a sleepover sleepover with everybody, like the guy you have a crush on, and you get to have a sleepover all night.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously your kids, nothing is actually happening, but just like that excitement. I know, Sam, you had issues with sleepovers when you were a kid.
Yeah, a little detachment issues.
I would say attachment issues.
Attachment issues, yeah.
With your mommy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm over that now, thank God. But I don't know, like, what do they do for food? You're stuck with cafeteria food?
Again, a dream.
That's not bad. My cafeteria had really good beef patties. I'd be okay with
it. And pizza, and they had, like, chocolate chip muffins. I would have loved that. Everything I'm not allowed to eat at home.
You order in some pizza, maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you guys have in Quebec here something called 30-hour famine?
Yes, we did that when we were, when we were younger.
Now, we did that too, and our school allowed you to stay over the night of 30-hour famine.
Yes.
So, besides the fact that we didn't have any food, I'm not sure if it was all that fun. We're sleeping on sleeping bags on the hard gym floor. There's a lot of noise going on.
This is the old you complaining about those things. I doubt you cared about those things when you were a kid. I certainly didn't.
No, about 3 a.m. in the morning, knowing that I had to go to school the next day, it got pretty tiring pretty fast.
I think you had to stay up all night with the 30-hour famine too, right? You stayed awake. Wasn't that the point or no?
No, you were allowed to sleep. You just couldn't eat. Okay. Yeah.
I would have just been that loud kid that would laugh too hard, try and make jokes. Everyone would be telling to shut up in the middle of the night. Like, I know myself.
You'd be that guy?
I would be, yeah. Can't contain myself.
I feel bad for the teachers. I'm sure they would have preferred to be other places than chaperoning a bunch of kids for 24 hours while they're there.
Oh, that's okay. They have their little special drinks handy. You know?
All right.
In the teacher's lounge.
Can you imagine?
Come for coffee.
For the next 2 hours.
I do feel bad for the kids who, because there was always the kid at the sleepover who had to be picked up, every night. They had to call their mom. You know, they would try. They'd be like, okay, I'm going to spend the whole night. Then they'd have to call the mom. Sam, that was you, right?
No, well, I wasn't that bad. But yeah, there definitely is
you
that
were.
Yeah. So you feel bad for those kids because that probably would have been a little bit anxiety inducing for them.
Yeah, and then the hypochondriac kid and the kid that has, bad allergies. This is always something.
There's the
always
kid some that emergency. Smells a little bit. Yeah.
I would have been the social little butterfly popping around to everybody's sleep site being like, what you doing? What's going on?
Nikki's here again. She won't stop talking.
But I remember I was in grade 7 or 8 and I had a baby blanket that I had from the time that I was a kid that I always slept with. And we had a sleepover and I secretly took it there to the school. I think it was like a 30-hour famine or something like that. And I lost it and I was mortified. And I didn't want to act like I cared, but I was just like, oh my gosh, my baby blanket.
You lost your binky.
We all have attachment issues in some way, right?
I still think about that blanket, to be honest.
Of course you do. It's part of your life.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.